Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High, I truly do, that we're back again for another episode. Another very, very, very insightful episode, my brothers and sisters, an enlightening episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I am your host, Enemia, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I said Remembrance Ministries. Well, there's no question and debate about it in my mind that when we look across the multitude of nations and the multitude of denominations and the multitude of differences of belief, administration, opinion, what by and large, my brothers and sisters, men have trusted in the world today has actually not been a covenant. So again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. For the Most High has told me, yes, the Most High has told me directly, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, and he does not forget. The Most High has a word, my brothers and sisters, and that word shall accomplish all that for which he sent it, and shall not return to him void. It is written, my brothers and sisters, that surely we must remember. I said that surely we must remember, my brothers and sisters, the ancient righteousness, the ancient truth, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High revealed to the ancient Hebrew fathers. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the word from the beginning that the Most High has declared is, in fact, the word of life. And blessed are they who see beyond all the multitude of misrepresentations, misadministrations, variant opinions, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious, that must be overcome, my brothers and sisters, I said that must be overcome, that at last shall all peoples, in the name of the Most High, true to what honors him, become one, because nothing honors the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I said no manner of doctrine, truly honors the Most High, but that, my brothers and sisters, which can collectively bring all mankind to worship as one, my brothers and sisters, according to the will. I said, according to all that it will, one, Most High. Or dare we say, sisters, that the truth of the gospel, the truth, the word of peace, is according to what, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of variant ideals? According to what seems wise to each man after his own orientation? I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it in my mind, that what seems wise to one man does not necessarily seem wise to another. My brothers and sisters, men have read the scriptures and have, because of the differences as to the way that men process ideas and thoughts, men have read the scriptures on a printed page, my brothers and sisters, but have not yet attained, I said have not yet attained, to what is necessary that we all, in the name of the Most High, agree as one. So we're going to have to understand something, my brothers and sisters, a very powerful premise. A very powerful premise that most, my brothers and sisters, have dared not to give full consideration. That the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters, must be a word. I said, the gospel of peace must be an absolute word from on high, transcendent and beyond all the variant misconceits, misadministrations that have wrought so many divisions and so much self-righteousness in this earth. My brothers and sisters, the gospel must be a word from on high that finally answers the question as to what is necessary for the world to discern and know without question what is the way of peace. It must be discerned, my brothers and sisters. It must be discerned. The only offering the Most High will accept of mankind. I said the only offering that the Most High will accept of mankind, my brothers and sisters, is peace. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. My brothers and sisters, the Most High would not be pleased until he has in this earth an inheritance of a people who will hearken to him and discern, in fact, what is his ways collectively as a people, that their focus, my brothers and sisters, the zeal of their hearts resonates as one according to the truth of his spirit. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves a question, since the Most High, without question, is one. Dare we believe, my brothers and sisters, that it's possible somehow, it seems some have wanted to believe that it's possible somehow that man has divided what is forever whole and somehow believe that man is somehow my brothers and sisters, men have dared to believe that the what men after a multitude of divisions, many believe somehow that it is true to the initial reality and the initial vision. My brothers and sisters, there are those who can believe such a thing simply because they believe that what their variant pastors and leaders have taught to them is somehow true, my brothers and sisters, to the fullness of what is divinely expected of mankind. There can't be 45,000 fullnesses, my brothers and sisters. In other words, there can't be 45,000 contentious differences that all can still yet be whole. 45,000 denominations in this world, though. And it means that these are almost to the partial standards. multitude of partial and polluted standards, oftentimes rebelliously resistant standards, self-righteous standards, with which my brothers and sisters that ultimately the Most High cannot be pleased with. There are some 280 nations and counting. Dare men say, I said, dare men say that 280 nations, my brothers and sisters, is true to the pure, perfect will of the Most High that He declared from the beginning? I should say not. It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, to divide what is continually, constantly whole into a multitude of divisions. And it's not possible to say rationally at that point that what men have retained has been the keeping, the guarding. My brothers and sisters, it has not been the full essence of all the Most High would have His people to remember that again we might be one. So we need to talk tonight. Yes, we do. We need to talk tonight about what is necessary. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? We need to talk tonight about what is necessary, what is foretold, what is prophesied that shall indeed bring to mankind again a sense of what is the answer, a sense of my brothers and sisters of what resolves all the issues that have divided mankind for so very long. You know, there's a scripture in the book, it's called the Psalms. Second Psalm. And it asks the question, why the nations rage? Why do all the nations, the peoples, rage? It means that they function, my brothers and sisters, outside of what Most High accepts as order, accepts as peace. It says, why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine vain things? He said, it's because, my brothers and sisters, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against His anointed, against the Most High, and against His anointed, against the very choice of the Most High, and have said, let us cast their bands from off of us. The day will come, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will mock at them and have them in sore derision. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, they should be greatly ashamed of the plots and schemes that they have mounted against the will of Yah. And one of the things that need to be understood about this, my brothers and sisters, to make these things plain, is that the rulers have really totally, completely corrupted what most have dared to believe and teach is the gospel of grace. The dispensation of grace, what the grace of the Most High, the favor and mercy of the Most High is. You know, the book of Ephesians tells us that salvation is not after the devices, the works, let's just say the misadministrations of men. It tells us that we must be the workmanship, not after the variant rulers of this world, but quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the workmanship shaped and molded in our conscience after what the Most High declared from the beginning. And even, my brothers and sisters, that which man must be molded unto to have harmony with the chosen one, the deliverer, the Messiah, the Most High shall send. I'm talking about Ephesians 2. The scripture says he must become. Did you hear me? Ephesians 2 says that he must become our peace. In other words, let me see if I can explain something. Many are they who, in seeking the friendship of those that they see as having affluence, influence, they seek to be friends with such as these, my brothers and sisters, that they might also have camaraderie with many that are their associates and friends. Well, Messiah said something, my brothers and sisters, very powerful. Think about it. He said, you are my friends. And he said to collectively to his people, you are my friends. And then, therefore, should be friends of one another, allies of one another, having a common cause, my brothers and sisters, true to the cause of him. He said, you're my friends. If you do everything, he said, everything that he has commanded. My brothers and sisters, is it possible to have 45,000 denominations across some 280 nations? If everyone is true to that fullness and complete word, which is the gospel of peace, think about it. The Most High is saying that all that are his friends must be true to all that he has declared. There be no contentions and no room for ultimately, my brothers and sisters, senseless arguments amongst them. He said, you're my friends. You give honor to the peace that is his answers. You give honor to my brothers and sisters with the gospel from above that is already created, my brothers and sisters, already created on high in the eternal kingdom. He said, you are true to that word if you hearken to everything, even to obey everything that he has commanded. Well, my brothers and sisters, it means in order for to see 45,000 denominations, I would say this obviously without question, some 45,000 variant vibrations of sin, misallegiance, that men have given themselves over to. Many boxes, many cages. I know the Most High told me, he said, beware whatever you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. He said, whatever you hear, see, read, anything from men, he told me I must check it out with him first. He said, if someone make a fool of me, I would say the same thing, my brother and sister, to any man. Either we seek the Most High prayerfully, and he reveals and grants us access to the truth that we don't fall for any man's illusions or pretense. Or without question, my brothers and sisters, after such pretense, we fall in conscience. Or let's just say we remain at a lesser state of conscience, my brothers and sisters, after the constraints of those who would not, certainly not seek to reveal the truth that would expose the lies that they have employed to retain men under their various cages. Yes, my brothers and sisters, every lie a man believes is not only an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth, every lie a man believes also subordinates, stagnates human conscience after the conscience of those, of that institution, that person, whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that has already oftentimes set parameters after which it is chosen. Regretfully, my brothers and sisters, I refuse. We've chosen not to hearken to the will of Yah, chosen not to obey the Most High or to seek fully what is his requirement. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all such thinking is quite treacherous against Yah. I repeat, all such thinking is in so many ways quite treacherous against the Most High. Dare men believe that salvation all has to do with every man believing whatever he will, interpreting things however he will, obedient to what seems wise in his own heart. How can you say the Most High or his Son is a savior to you when you believe that any one of the variant contradictions of human conscience today, or even your own, after your own conscience, you can believe that you are automatically, after what seems wise in your own heart, made one, made complete unto the will of Yah. Even Messiah did not do that. Scripture says in Hebrews 5 that he offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And verily he was heard. And there's no question, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that the purpose of man is to emanate the thoughts of his creator, the conscience of his creator. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that is a revelation as to what is divine will and purpose. That my brothers and sisters, that ultimately only the Most High by his Spirit can cultivate in the mind and heart of a man. It requires far more, my brothers and sisters, far more than just hearing words, reading words. The Most High must attune the mind to comprehend his will as his will must be done. So we're going to have to seek to define things far better. I said far better than we have. I can say to you that there are many, because we live in a society today that does not consider that the kingdom of Yah is a kingdom that must be established in peace upon this earth. Many, when they think about the concept of the word damnation, they haven't given it the full consideration that is the thought or the word, the concept deserves, if we're going to discern, my brothers and sisters, how to avoid such condemnation or such damnation. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom that is to come is not the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High dwells in at this time. The kingdom to come, my brothers and sisters, that kingdom, that righteous kingdom, the Messiah must return to bring to bear in preaching the way of peace again to this world. A way of righteousness, my brothers and sisters, a way of justice. I said a way of righteousness and a way of justice. That quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, transcends all the variant misconceits of this world to relate, my brothers and sisters, in fact, what is divine justice, according to what the Most High from the beginning intended, that he received all that from the beginning he requires of mankind. And that, my brothers and sisters, is not according to the varying devices, the varying misadministrations that seem wise among the many nations. For the rulers, it is obvious that the rulers of this earth do not agree. How shall men say that rulers do not agree and have all manner of misopinion, have all manner of different ideas as to what is justice? How can it be said, my brothers and sisters, they judge justly according to the Most High, or designs of the Most High? When the scripture says, don't judge, or some people say the scripture relate the idea by says, and judge not. We read in Matthias 7. How many of us understand that what the scriptures are actually saying is something quite different from what seems wise? I said something quite different from what seems wise to men. The scriptures are not saying that you should not discern. The scriptures are saying you should not judge or condemn in any way, my brothers and sisters, to separate from the community of his people. Hear what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, anyone unjustly. How can I explain that a little bit better? Think about it. The scripture says that when Messiah appears, he will ultimately bring about the restitution, restoration of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken since this world began. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a world where men are certainly in need of discipleship. In other words, they're certainly in need of discipline from the one Most High. And the Most High wants to create a community of people that will reinforce one another in the carrying out and preservation, communal cooperation, and the conscience of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the conscience of the Most High that he will build and preserve his kingdom with and upon. So, understand, when the scripture says, judge not, lest ye be judged, it's really saying don't judge unjustly. Don't discern unjustly. My brothers and sisters, scripture says first get the beam out of your own eye. Be sure that you can judge justly how to help your brother. Since the king and the judge is already declared, there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters, what must occur. Man, realizing that the judge has already been declared, and that no man judges himself, is wise unto the kingdom. The best we can really do is work together, that we do not err in our discretion, that we are sure that in all things we say and do, that we work to enhance, heighten, raise the conscience of one another, that we be true to the will of one Most High, that we all petition him, that we reason together as one. When the scripture said that the Messiah comes for the restitution, restoration of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began, and then says the Messiah must remain in heaven until he comes and returns again, for that very purpose, to bring about, my brothers and sisters, indeed, true justice, revealing to mankind truly what the Most High requires of all who live. The scripture says, whoever will not hearken to the voice of that prophet shall be utterly cut off from the people. My brothers and sisters, shall we open our minds to understand that without question the kingdom of Yah will be a people upon this earth? I said a people upon this earth agreed as one in the will of the one Most High, and my brothers and sisters, resolved as one by far more than just merely the words of a man, but by the Spirit of the Most High, and yes, ultimately by the words of Messiah, the Anointed One himself, unto a people who, having the gift of his Spirit, I say to people, having the gift of his Spirit, so that they comprehend likewise what indeed is the will, the design, the desire, the heart, the zeal, the intents of the Most High Yah. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the truth of this, because when the scripture says, whoever would not hearken to him will be cut off from among his people, let us understand the words, for such words as curse or damn have to do with something much more than most people want to say. Some people want to say curse means you speak badly of something. And the ramifications of a bad reputation can be that someone might be ostracized from society, or ostracized from certain groupings per se. And the word for the idea about them, in this case, means separate, set apart from the masses. Well, let's consider something. There's the being set apart to be consecrated, because some believing, my brothers and sisters, there are many things that are in this society that men have esteemed that men need to be set apart from. But in this case, to be damned means set apart and not allowed, hear me, not allowed co-participation in the wisdom and knowledge that the Most High grants to his people, who collectively have access to the knowledge of him. Cut off from among the people. How about cut off from the people, my brothers and sisters, that inherit the kingdom? That is what we must consider, my brothers and sisters, the concept of damnation, because, quite frankly, there are those who indeed will endure not only the grave, but the destruction of their souls, and the condemnation of what is called hell to come. But my brothers and sisters, the blessed truth is that those who seek the kingdom of Yah must seek what is necessary after the ways of the Most High to dwell with his people after wise understanding and peace. This has always been, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that ultimate design and desire has always been the purpose, the zeal, the plan, the cause of those, my brothers and sisters, who would be friends. Did you hear me? Friends in the name of the Most High and to the honor of the Father, my brothers and sisters, who chose his Son to reveal, my brothers and sisters, what is righteousness and to declare the kingdom of Yah. Again, he said, you are my friends. That was he's speaking to his people. All those who would be true to him, who would adore and honor him. He said, you are my friends. Yes. If you do everything that I have commanded. brothers and sisters, shall men say that they are true to divine will and purpose? I say, shall men say that they have been true to divine will and purpose after the commands, designs, and desires, not of the One Most High? Not true to the spirit the Most High gave to His Messiah, but after the designs of another? Certainly, my brothers and sisters, we must consider these things. Yes, indeed, we must consider these things, seeking far greater sense of discretion than oftentimes what is common among men. We have to seek, my brothers and sisters, the Most High for great discerning knowledge of Him, that in His name we should be one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is far more than any denominational doctrine or rhetoric after which men have been divided, after the institutionality of those in their selfish ambitions, will cause men, my brothers and sisters, so often to remain blinded. My brothers and sisters, blinded by some lesser sense of conscience, some shadow of darkness, far from what the Most High Himself calls the invariant light that must be the guidance of all His people. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think something. There's a reason why the Most High said to His disciples, in effect, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to do everything He commanded. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a dimension of conscience that man does not discern, has no power to discern after the mere flesh. There's a dimension of conscience, my brothers and sisters, a collaborative sense of conscience that can only come by the gift of the Most High. He told me one time, he said, the greatest gift that He can give is the law. He said to me that the greatest gift that He can give is a law by which His people might love, trust, and cooperate. He said that He would write His laws upon the minds and hearts of a people, my brothers and sisters, brought back from the midst of all the nations, that they might agree as one. And nothing less, my brothers and sisters, nothing less is the accord the Most High has forsworn that His people must abide in, that they walk true to what the Most High calls an honorable and everlasting peace. I would have you to think, my brothers and sisters, again, dare we believe that it's possible to divide what is eternally whole, eternally one, and believe that we are, have yet been true to divine vision, that we preserved, in fact, what is the divine vision and reality? I say, my brothers and sisters, that we must be wiser than this. Messiah said, if you love me, same thing saying, if you are my friends, you will keep guard. How about you will seek after the gift of His Spirit that is the teacher of all things? You will seek Him, my brothers and sisters, that you might learn of Him, that you might guard, maintain, and defend the wisdom that is true to His conscience, that our brothers and sisters, a world, might discern the way of peace. And seeing the beacon of invariant light, a world, my brothers and sisters, might all, as you say, a world of men might walk according to that light, that all walking in accord, my brothers and sisters, even unto the source. My brothers and sisters, that has always been the purpose and the cause. The question, my brothers and sisters, that must be asked is how many realize that since the gospel of which I speak is an invariant word, we'll realize what it means. The scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. The scripture says that the saints of the Most High was consecrated unto Him, Zephaniah 3:13. Other scriptures of like manner, Revelation 14. The remnant of Israel shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found in their mouths. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that none of the misconceits of this world shall dissuade them. They shall have none to harm them. And the Most High shall strengthen that people and preserve that people as a precious, my brothers and sisters, a precious people. His inheritance, his heritage, his people, the redeemed. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says his people must become an invariant light to the world. Dare men say that it's possible? I said, dare men say that it's possible after all the many differing allegiances and doctrines that men have opposed in this world? I say far better, my brothers and sisters, we should be far wiser than that. There's much that I want to speak about tonight. And I'm looking at where I can really start with this. And I think, and given the time that is allotted and what I might be able to examine tonight, so much more to this, much more implication. But looking at what needs to be, I believe, needs to be examined tonight, that we come to some measure of common consensus in our growth and endeavoring for the good of one another. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, indeed, to examine what Messiah meant when we speak of what is called the dispensation of the gospel. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a serious need to examine the ramifications, the implications of what was said. At a dimension, my brothers and sisters, that oftentimes is not common to men. Think about it. We talk about the dispensation of grace. We talk about what people call the dispensation of the gospel. The doctrines of grace have been grossly perverted, mistaught among men. When Messiah said, "All power from on high has been given unto me," what he was saying, my brothers and sisters, is that the authority over this earth, even over all the nations, had been given to him. Meaning that the rulers of the nations, the reason why they had no peace is because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, they had not discerned the absolution of what the Most High himself has decreed is the only matter of conscience that he considers an offering acceptable unto him. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, the only offering the Most High will accept is peace. So I'd like to look at something closely here. Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the doctrine of grace has been grossly perverted in this world. Men have believed that the doctrine of grace has granted all the kings of the earth a right to rule in all their differences over the variant territories of this earth. That men should divide men against the perfect will of the One. And still somehow believe that it is Yah that they have worshipped. My brothers and sisters, the dispensation of grace does not abolish divine law, but it abolishes all the multitude of divisions, all the false representations, all the false, my brothers and sisters, false representatives who claim to follow the Messiah. But my brothers and sisters are more concerned, as I said so many times, about personal pulpits and thrones. We need to understand sometimes the scriptures speak about false, they translated false Christ. Many times, my brothers and sisters, sort of means those who don't function after the anointing of the Most High and will deceive many while they claim to be his followers. When they speak to false prophets, many times, my brothers and sisters, are speaking about men who simply don't function after the spirit that would teach all things, would hide the truth from the people. They exploit them under the variant shades of darkness, the variant misconceits of false doctrine. That is not true, my brothers and sisters, nor considerate of all that men must consider, if before the Most High we are to be made in all things one. I don't know if you heard what I heard, but I heard a little bit of I guess a little bit of static. I don't know if it's coming through the system that you might hear it where you are, but hopefully we can eradicate that and show me sound much clearer for the rest of the show. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Ah, there it goes again. Let's see if I can do something about that. Something is causing a little bit of noise. I'd like to know what it is. Okay. Back again. Think about it. He said all power from on high has been given unto him. Do all the nations and all the kings of the earth, my brothers and sisters, discern the righteous will of the one Most High? Messiah said that is his authority. Meaning he has a word, my brothers and sisters, that should reprove, or that all the nations should hear and count it blessed that they hear what is necessary, that men see beyond all the misconceits of their leaders, and that they all, my brothers and sisters, might possibly walk after the will of one. Let us examine this for a minute. In effect, if you look at the scriptures at Mark 16:15-17, Messiah said, go forth and preach the gospel to every creature. It says, he who believes shall be saved, and he who does not believe shall be damned. Meaning he who believes, my brothers and sisters, will be made one with his people. He who does not believe, my brothers and sisters, shall not be counted true to the cause of his righteousness, and not found true to the peace that the Most High has promised for his people. I heard that noise again. Let's see what I can do. Oh man, I think I may realize what it is. Okay. Back again, my brothers. This is something, like I said, to consider. When he said, go forth and teach all nations, Micah 28:18-20. He was in effect saying, you add it all together. Go in and teach. He was telling his disciples after the gift of his spirit to go forth and teach in the entirety of his holy words. The same covenant word. Give me just a moment here. He was saying, in effect, teach the same covenant word, the same knowledge of what is peace and agreement, that same message, and let that same message be what is necessary to convert and converge all nations after the will of one, true to what honors his name, even the name of his father. That, my brothers and sisters, even it might bring an end to this present age of confusion. And I apologize for the noise that we heard earlier. It appears that what may have come from is the idea that I had my cell phone in the midst of the wires. It may have been picking up something there. Hopefully we've alleviated the problem. Think about it. He was saying, go forth and teach the same covenant. Well, think about it. In the book of Isaiah, in the 59th chapter, it says that's what Messiah is going to do. He's going to establish a standard. Did you hear me? He's going to establish a standard. And he says, in Romans 11:25-27, when the Savior comes to remove all ungodliness from his people for the cause of those who turn from transgression, He said they shall all have the same covenant with him. That there might be peace, he said. His word shall not depart from your mouths, nor the mouth of your descendants, nor your descendants' descendants, henceforth and even forever. So he said, in fact, going forth and teach the entirety of my same covenant message. That's what he told all his disciples. He didn't tell them to teach a different word. But they also teach the same covenant message as revealed by his spirit. To convert all the nations true to his name. I said, not defiling or denying any of the righteousness of his true reputation. Like I said, even unto the end of the age, end of this confusion. But my brothers and sisters, it is because carnal-minded men, selfishly ambitious men, neglectful men, have not sought in all things, but sought to consider themselves wise as they are. Have sought not to discern fully the good that Yah's plan for those who love and wait for the fullness of all that he would declare, his righteousness. I want you to think about it. It is for this reason, my brothers and sisters, after so many forms of disagreement, men establishing for themselves laws inconsiderate of divine law, that we see a world, my brothers and sisters, far from peace. It is written, my brothers and sisters, as a corollary. For the scripture says we must love and seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might. No rebelliousness against No rebelliousness, my brothers and sisters, against what he has required of his people, that we all revere him as one. What we do, what must do, my brothers and sisters, for sake of the love of his name, that none dissuade his brother. Talking about Mark 12:29-31. Matthias 12:36, it says, for every idle word a man speaks, every stagnating word a man speaks, he will give account for it in the judgment. Shall we not discern that this means that every man is held accountable not to become stagnated in his pursuit of the knowledge of Yah, but to seek all that the Most High requires for the mutual good of one another? Most High told me every lie, half truth, a hasty conclusion men believe is an obstacle against our mutual discerning the greater dimensions of truth. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I think about the scripture of Isaiah 64. Prophet Isaiah was obviously in his writing quite vexed with what he saw in the world. He said, oh, he's speaking to the Most High, oh, thou wouldst come down, that the mountains and the kingdoms would melt. How about the pride, the false pride of the nation should melt before his presence? How about that all nations should be ashamed of their false righteousness? They said, all eyes, carnal eyes, since the beginning of creation, since the beginning, men, I say functioning after their carnality, have not seen and have not heard the glory, fully what is honorable for the Most High according to what all he has planned for those who, Isaiah 64 says, wait for him, seek for him. Same verse in 1 Corinthians. It's about those who love him. My brothers and sisters, I say that you don't have to get somebody to seek after something they love. The scripture says, find the people one day recognizing their righteousness, right, what they call righteousness, are called complete. The concept of being filthy like unclean rags, unclean like filthy rags. Finally, men would say, the Most High, you are the potter, and we are the clay. We'll all be the work of thy hands. A lot of implications in that, my brothers and sisters. It's saying that across all the nations, men will no longer, one day, be resistant. One day, men will not be resistant after what they think they know. But they'll recognize the preciousness of hearing a word from on high. Isaiah 65 goes on and talks about a people who for a long time had been rebellious and resistant, thinking that they are wise according to the ideas of their own hearts. And because they refused to hear the admonition, the warnings of the Most High, to turn them away from their transgression, he said many would be cut off, but he will bless his people. My brothers and sisters, yes, bless his people according to all that he has planned again for those who wait and seek for him rather than just simply being caught up, stagnated, after the multitude of varying ideals, my brothers and sisters, that have caused so many contentions among the nations, denominations, various religiosities, cultural, social, and pseudo-religious ideals of men. Go on a little further, and it talks about the Most High will do this, that, well, he said, Scripture said he first must raise up what he called an heir of his mountain, one who will, my brothers and sisters, inherit, rule over all the nations who had once been resistant. That at last, all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall call upon his name in truth. And my brother says, Scripture says, then shall there be peace. Isaiah 66 talks again about the corruption that's among the churches. After the corruption, my brother and sister, the varying ideas of state rulers, if you want to call it that, that's what it means. And men's sense of conscience has not exceeded the unrighteousness of the rulers. And without question, with this, the Most High is not pleased. Scripture talks about his sitting Messiah rebuked the affairs, the injustices of both church and state, and the wisest amongst us when they see the sign of his appearing. The destruction of that city that Scripture has already said so many times that he would appear at, and the wisest of us will run and come swiftly, that they might indeed, my brothers and sisters, hearken to him whom the Most High has appointed to reveal again righteousness to his people, that our people should at last again be one. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if they don't tell you what it means when the scriptures say in Isaiah 41, this one will have the answers to peace. The answers, my brothers and sisters, the gospel, the scriptures speak about in Isaiah 41, the Most High said the time would come that he would look to men, that if he would ask an answer, that would resolve all these issues that men have created, so many contentions among men. He said, look among men, he sees there's none who can give him an answer. How many understand what that scripture is really about, my brothers and sisters? Scripture before says that man had not. Among the leaders, he looked among all the people. He saw none that would preach the gospel. None who discerned, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace, it says in Isaiah 59. Much about this, my brothers and sisters, that must be consistent. Must be considered. A man must overcome all the wanton rebellion that comes as a result of his misorientations in this world. So again, what Messiah was saying, if you want to add all the scriptures together and look at them and understand what they're collectively relating, he was saying that the rulers of this earth had no power to preach this gospel, that he was the awaited one who would reveal again the answers. Reveal again the covenant that must resolve this world unto peace. You talk about that foundation. Foundation, the scripture said, had been extant already in the east. But my brothers and sisters, we're talking about from the time it was said in Isaiah's time. A concept of an expectation that was in the east, that the world has forgotten by and large now. He said, what resolved the world unto peace one time in the East. Well, one day, my brothers and sisters, resolve a whole world after the same righteousness also in the West, therefore bringing forth global peace. I will say to you, my brothers and sisters, that monotheist revolution did occur some 2,600 years ago. But with the intrusion of Greco-Roman Hellenist Western polytheism, Western imperialism, the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that was once resolved as one that had once been ancient Babylon, Assyria, Moab, Egypt, Hittite, Canaanite. Underwent a monotheist revolution, that they should look together as one for the king that the Hebrew prophet Isaiah spoke of. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that since the scripture says what occurred to bring about a monotheist revolution in the East must one day occur in the West, what it means, my brothers and sisters, if we are wise, we must understand that the polytheist differences we see in the world today, that what today this world calls Christianity, not being in the multitude of its differences, but the covenant, means that that conversion that is prophesied ultimately has not yet occurred. Because the world, my brothers and sisters, has not had that same ancient expectation that resolved and brought peace to the East. Rome, and I've talked about this many times, slaughtered those who knew that ancient expectation. And I dare say without that ancient expectation, men have not even understood what they should ask the Most High for His Spirit unto what cause for. Blessed are they who will understand this and will hear the words that I'm speaking to you tonight to better understand these things. So, in fact, Messiah was saying, go forth and teach in the guidance of His Spirit. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go and teach in the guidance of My Spirit. The disciples received of His Spirit to go forth with power and authority from on high to preach a fullness of the word, resolve all issues among the people. Was Messiah also to be, my brothers and sisters, a judge, a counselor, a wonderful counselor, a prince of peace. He said, go forth and teach in the guidance of the Spirit the entirety of His same collective covenant message, that it might convert and bring about a galvanization, a convergence of all the people of all the nations after one king himself, beyond every manner of fallen, let's just say fallen, false, political, religious, vanity. Think about it. I've never seen, in fact, there is no such thing as a holy politician, my brothers and sisters. A politician is innately a double-minded man who oftentimes hypocritically will seek to represent the will of many rather than the will of one. And oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, we must understand a desire to uphold the designs of many is immediately juxtaposed, my brothers and sisters, against upholding the perfect will of one. We must understand that mankind must discern collectively what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. And He said, go forth and teach them that they must all respect, how about His instruction? That they all worship in commemorate respect. I didn't say defiling. I didn't say corrupting. I didn't say, my brothers and sisters, in any way denying. But they all commemorate with respect for His tutelage, thankful to be taught by Him what is divinely required. He said, in the discipline of His Spirit, His testimony, His sovereignty. My brothers and sisters, said, even unto the end of the world, the end of this age, the end of these divisions that we see. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, for those who understand well, I've spoken about this before, Isaiah 45, In so many ways, our brothers and sisters, Messiah was absolutely without question with that declaration. For those who understood the ancient prophecies, verifying his Messiahship according to all that is said concerning Messiah at Isaiah 44 and Isaiah 45. Think about it. He said all power from on high has been given unto him. 2 Chronicles 36:22 through Ezra 1 and 4 speaks about one whom the Most High said, that said the Most High had given him all authority over all the nations. All the kings of the earth that the Most High had given him. Why? To gather his people and declare the word of peace. Think about it. He said unto him, shall mighty men come, the rulers of the earth come. They shall say, surely Yah is with him. And there's no other God, no other Savior. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, is that this one will declare the absolute word of the Most High. When it says, surely Yah is with him, it is saying the same thing as saying that he is Lord to the glory of Yah, his Father. Yah with Yah is Yah. Most High said, I am that I am. I am with and of myself. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Revelation 22:16, he verified his Messiahship by saying, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Oh, there's so much to look at, my brothers and sisters, in terms of understanding how many prophecies converge. In terms of the one who preaches the gospel, who preaches peace, who preaches the one kingship and kingdom that my brothers and sisters must reprove all the nations. If you look at Isaiah 41, it talks about one who comes suddenly like the rising sun shall finally preach the gospel where none other did. Those who are wise understand the one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, is also mentioned in Isaiah 11, and it says that same one must regather his people a second time as he had before from all the nations. Wow. That they reside again in their homeland at Israel. I'm starting to see a lot of the commonality here. Scripture says he would make foolish all, prove foolish all the leaders. Isaiah 44. Well, the one who proves foolish all the leaders exposes Babylon. Well, the scripture calls in Jeremiah, if we read from Jeremiah, really read very closely, Jeremiah 51st chapter. It talks about the one who overthrows Babylon and calls him the king of the Medes. Well, the one called the king of the Medes, my brothers and sisters, is also called the righteous one from the east, or the king of the east, in Revelation 16 and 12 through 21. So when Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star, he was verifying his messiahship as the one who would judge and rule over all the nations, even all the kings of this earth, and that they one day will no longer be resistant, no longer be an obstacle. The scripture said the kings of the earth, even the mighty men of the earth, men of stature, shall bow down before him, make supplication before him, and say, surely Yah is with thee, and there is no other Savior. They will abdicate their thrones, my brothers and sisters, as they must. Simply because, my brothers and sisters, they have not preached the word, or taught the word, or administered in such a way that my brothers and sisters are worthy to be called kings. Why? Because, simply stated, what the Most High told me many years ago, no man has a right to rule but by him. Blessed are they who will understand what I'm talking about. My website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article called, at hiddengospel.com, there's an article called Prophetic Proof. That's a serious need, my brothers and sisters, to give that a serious examination. You might be shocked to understand who the early church knew Messiah to be. When he made the statements that he is, and telling his disciples to go forth and preach the gospel. The scripture says in the last days, he would have to be the one to preach, because it says in Isaiah 41, it says he comes at a time when there's no prophet to preach the gospel. What else were the apostles but those who... I say, what is the apostles, my brothers and sisters, but those who sent forth in the gift of the Spirit to preach the fullness of his word, true prophets. The scripture says in the last days he comes, my brothers and sisters, to bring an end to Babylon, bringing an end to all the misrepresentation of this world. And we must understand what are the ramifications of an understanding that Hellenist Greco-Roman intrusions had wrought nothing else but confusion, debate, and doubt in the years subsequent to his appearing 2,000 years ago. Those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, assuredly latter day, give us deep insight into whom Messiah is when he said he is the one who would come saying, Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. Remember, I told you Isaiah 41 says Messiah when he appears. One of the Most High calls and who appears suddenly to mankind like the rising of the sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure at a time when the Most High says among the peoples, there was none to give an answer or declare what is the solution for all the varying contentions and warfare of mankind. So it says the Most High would send him, saying, Behold, my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice, righteousness, peace. Hey, the fullness of a gospel word. In fact, that's what the gospel is, the whole pure word of the Most High. That those who believe it, my brothers and sisters, it would eradicate all contentions, all misadministrations, all misallegiance among them. He said that they must, his disciples, he commanded them, they go forth and explain. And effectively saying that they must explain to the people their great need for the gift of his spirit to raise their conscience, to attune them as one. Messiah spoke to his disciples while he walked among them and said, There are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet. Say, until the Comforter, the Holy Spirit has come. How about what attunes the mind as one? And my brothers and sisters, every soul is in need of that spirit that all might reason and rationalize as one. Discerning the counsel of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that we all might agree. The scriptures tell us if there's any disagreements or contentions or schisms amongst us, strife amongst us. But we function after the flesh and not after the spirit, because after the faith of the Most High, faithfulness unto the will of one, my brothers and sisters, there are no more arguments. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand. He told them that they must discern their great need for the gift of his spirit. The conscience be raised beyond their selfish, short-sighted, carnal-mindedness. That all the nations might understand, as he had explained to them. Because truth in my matter, brothers and sisters, no man, or no people can mutually know the way of one peace without the spirit that teaches all things. In fact, the Hebrew word for peace is the word for seeking after completion. Seeking in all things, my brothers and sisters, to judge rightly, righteously, justly. Denying nothing the Most High has spoken. For he was basically telling them, my brothers and sisters, that his kingdom is after the governorship of his anointing, even the spirit of the one Most High. That men might agree unto all that is divine pleasure, all that is divine will, unto peace. So he was telling them, in effect, go and teach, consecrate, with one mind all the nations in the same entirety, same covenant that is my message. Every one of his disciples going forth with the same message. How is it that many, my brothers and sisters, go forth with a differing message today and still say they retained the will of one? My brothers and sisters, do you really believe that it's possible? Should any man dare believe that it's possible to subdivide the word of the Most High unto a multitude of differing factions, contentious and argumentative factions that don't agree, and still say men have retained the integrity of the gospel of peace, the will of the one? The word, my brothers and sisters, that is to resolve the issues can't be a multitude of contentious designs that create the arguments. That'd be a word above it all. So you're saying, going forth and teach each one of his disciples, everyone who would preach his word, who would preach peace, was all preaching the same entirety, same covenant message. Convert all the people in his word, all that he himself reveals. And this would be the peace of his people. The end of all that, the variant seductions, bondage to presumptuous confusion that has divided the nations. The most humble soul, my brothers and sisters, will realize that it means that man will have to humble himself to repent of this is how many times he's allowed himself to be seduced. After what merely entices or seems wise and precious, after the designs of the flesh. What shall a man do, my brothers and sisters? What should he give in exchange for his life? Think about it. What's more precious, my brothers and sisters, the word that grants life and peace, according to all the Most High requires of his people? Or that which merely, my brothers and sisters, seems wise after the variant ideals of men, which will man give in exchange for his soul? Man profit the whole world, gain the whole world, and lose his soul. What he's accomplished, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, in effect, that he was telling them in the dispensation of the gospel that all the world and all that dwell therein have been put under his hand. He said all authority over this earth from on high have been given to him. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, all will be judged by his standard. Do we dare to say that all the variant so-called constitutionalities of the nations have been true to that one will? I say think again. Think again. And he was saying, my brothers and sisters, all authority from on high, really go forth to teach all nations. Yes, the people of the East already understood the Messiah would come to reconcile all issues. But they of the West had not yet understood this. And the scripture says he will show forth that Yah is one from the rising sun to the West. Again, it means that the same monotheist revolution that reconciled all the nations of the East will one day reconcile the West, meaning again that the conversion of which we speak has not yet occurred, meaning that men have been subject to false religion for a very long time. The book of Daniel 8:5-25 speaks about how those who came from the West, polytheists who came from the West, will continue to contend against the righteousness of the Most High until Messiah comes to expose them all. Time to think about these things, my brothers and sisters, and realize what we need to ask for if we're going to see, in fact, what is the restoration of conscience in this earth of which the Most High can be pleased. Because today we see a world where people all over seek the freedom after their own perspectives, often refusing to acknowledge the truth the Most High has decreed. And many who say that whatever their so-called religious council teach and do, that somehow it's okay and acceptable for the Most High, and that as long as what they teach doesn't immediately threaten lives, they say it's somehow all right. My brothers and sisters, a lying word is to the murder of a human soul. Dare men say that there should be none to warn the people? If their thoughts, my brothers and sisters, become or have never become, what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, necessary to please Yah in all things? The preaching of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, is that precious word. The word of peace, my brothers and sisters, of which all might agree, is the Most High seeing a people functioning together in his will, give indeed what is due honor to, worthy unto his name. When he was saying, in effect, my brothers and sisters, for those who really understand it, Yeshua was actually saying that all power and authority that's conferred unto the one, the promised one, that anciently was called the Kurdi, the righteous one likened to the rising sun, he was saying all that authority is given to him. In fact, he was saying he is that one when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Giving my brothers and sisters a very powerful indication as to what was the faithful expectation of the people of that time. They had a very powerful reference as to what Messiah must ultimately do and be at Isaiah 44, 45, 46. And my brothers and sisters, so much of that bears deep examination. For Messiah was verifying his authority. We said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. In other words, he is saying he is the one from that men must seek the Spirit of the Most High and seek, my brothers and sisters, all that is the wisdom the Most High would grant for his people as they prepare for his appearing. Even if it means that in so many ways in his appearing, that so much the men had believed had been grossly in error. He said to those who keep his words, he said, blessed are they who keep his commandments. Blessed are they who preserve the harmony of his words. I'm talking about Revelation 22. He said, if any man add anything to these things, he adds damnation to his soul. He takes anything away. He asked him, he put upon himself the curse of this book and is deprived of his opportunity unto eternal life. And then he said, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star, meaning he would judge mankind according to all that is divine will and pleasure. And those who are wise will still say, for the blessing of this world, that men might know again righteousness, they will still yet say, even so come, Kurdi Yeshua. How many are ready to understand that, my brothers and sisters, in the context of really, and really, then indeed, it all was meant and understood in the ancient time. The article on my website is called hiddengospel.com. Article called Prophetic Proof. This, my brothers and sisters, is definitely worthy of examination to understand these things. Scripture said in advance that the rulers who came into the West and brought their corrupted doctrines, in fact, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, blind and seek to murder and destroy all those who knew these things. That's exactly what happened as Messiah prophesied in Micaiah 24, times of murderous tribulation. Many, many, many millions murdered to silence the knowledge of the very thing that I'm speaking to you now. How many ready, my brothers and sisters, to understand who it is that preaches the gospel? What does it mean when the scripture said he would come forth saying, keep silence and listen to me, O you isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, let my people renew their strength. Let them see beyond all the discrepancies of their rulers. Isaiah 41. When it says there's no peace to the lawless, in other words, after no lesser standard than all the Most High requires, he said there would be no peace. After no standard, but my brothers and sisters, that which the Most High himself has declared. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that he might awaken a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, not in truth nor in righteousness, that they might be refined into the will of the one. He shall say, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. Oh, he's preaching the gospel of peace. The one word, my brothers and sisters, intent to reconcile all the nations. He says, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High has called me from a far land, from saying, from the moon, from the womb. Phew. From the womb and from the body of my mother, has he made mention of my name? Oh, he says afar, from a far off land, saying from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. Isaiah 46 says he calls forth a ruler, ravenous, like a ravenous, swift, fresh, ravenous bird from a far land to perform all that is his pleasure. What the scripture says, declare what is honorable before the Most High. Declare what is his glory. That's about all that pleases him. That's the gospel again, my brothers and sisters. Made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. A word is a concern, my brothers and sisters, where men seek, whether they seek the righteousness of Yah at all or not. Whether they seek the righteousness of Yah or the variant word of another. to bring his people back to him. I said, those who will hearken to the fullness of all that is righteous, because his people know that his name means he is all and everything that he is. And his people, my brothers and sisters, he said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command. Even declare what is his salvation, what reconciles mankind beyond all those who have divided mankind and confused mankind, even to the ends of the earth. Our brothers and sisters, that's the one who preaches the gospel. That's one who preaches the word, my brothers and sisters, that reconciles all nations as one. Zechariah 9:10 says, in his day the bow of war should be cut off, and he shall speak peace. He will preach peace to the nations, and his dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. It says, all the nations shall seek him in the isles. All nations shall wait for his law. My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that since the variant doctrines that the rulers have declared have been, let's just say, negligent against discerning the foundation the Most High declared when he said from the beginning he would send one who would judge the administrations of all the kings and restore the way of true peace to all the nations, even the foundation of faith and faithfulness unto the will of Yah. My brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you that Messiah comes to reprove all the variant rules to declare the word that is from the beginning, that there might be peace. They never preached to you the gospel. They haven't brought forth the conversion, my brothers and sisters, that was wrought after the belief and the expectation that was once in the East. They taught you Christianity after an idea of an anointed one that appeases all the variant ideas of all the rulers of the earth, slaughtering them, my brothers and sisters, in their variant differences. They haven't taught, my brothers and sisters, what was the ancient faith called Kirtishanya. Expectations, my brothers and sisters, would cast out all the darkness, all the contentions, reveal the light the world would obscure, expose all those hid the truth from you, that you might see and discern, my brothers and sisters, peace, the pure, perfect word of the Most High that offers but one choice. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will understand this. For the Most High does have a plan, that which he shall bring peace, and blessed are they who will understand it. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? I would admonish you, please. Check out the website, site of mine, hiddengospel.com. Check out those articles on my website that I keep mentioning. Father, bless us all, please. You know we need, my Father, and that our people should again discern as one your will, that your offering be granted according to all you desire. Check out that website of mine, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, articles like Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies. All these things, my brothers and sisters, tell us what all the prophets declared. So much scripture relating what the Most High declared as a law for his people, a mutual expectation of his people. And again, the scripture says that we're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. What makes Israel a nation? Common expectation according to the covenant of the promise, without hope, without Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, far from the king, Kurdi. They put that Greek word Christ in there, but like I've said to you before, as a title, polytheist word relating one who would preserve all the variant misconceits of heathen Rome and Greece. Kardi, my brother, says, not one anointed after variant spirits of all the false gods of men, but anointed after the will of one, the maker, my brother and sister, that all might be reconciled as one. And the scriptures have already told us that one day the rulers of all the earth will no longer be obstacles, but they shall all submit to bow to the will of one. You say, convert all the nations. You think the nations and rulers of the nations wanted the people to convert unto the rule of a king, my brothers and sisters, whose righteous rule in the east, the west, did not desire? While they sought to preserve all their variant differences. Think about it. When the gospel went forth, there was direct conflict. My brothers and sisters, as to whether men would worship and uphold the ideals of Caesar or the Messiah of Israel. And already was the East under the control of Western imperialist hell and its forces. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what are the implications of what was meant when the scriptures talk about the priest of Israel saying before Pilate, we have only one king, Caesar. And anyone who would make himself a king is against Caesar. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters, what he meant when he said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders who have compromised the word of the Most High to appease the rulers who seem to have utmost control in the world. The gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters, must be a word beyond all this hypocrisy. Blessed they will understand it. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Please check out that website, hiddengospel.com. Find out how you can learn of the things necessary, my brothers and sisters, to be part of this healing ministry. Offer the support that our people need. They might discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond those who have kept the world in darkness. And again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Under his might, his honor, and his praise, yes, my brothers and sisters, always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, indeed, I do. I thank you all again for listening.